we inform.
Religious freedom is about people of faith being able to live out their faith, live out their convictions, no matter where they are.
We equip.
Sacred honor is the courage to speak truth, to live out your free speech.
We also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope.
This is At the Core on American Family Radio.
Welcome to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. It's Tuesday afternoon, and we got a lot to cover. We got a little constitutional education going to take place today and historical education with regard to how do you deal with riots. When can the president send in troops? When should he not? And, of course, the chaos in California is the reason we'll be talking about that. So we'll definitely hit that. We've also got, of course, your phone calls, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. Glad to hear from you on any topic. You can, just pick whatever you want. Comments, questions, insults, maybe some thoughts on what's going on in California. Maybe it's the Elon Trump smackdown. Hopefully coming to an end soon. I don't know. You know, it's, man, that one is, that one has me flustered. So I will share my frustration. Is that a word? Flustration? I'm flustered and frustrated on that one. So we're making up words today as well. And then, of course, I want to talk to young people today. So if you've got any 16 to 25-year-olds sitting around, get them close to the radio. I want to address them on a few topics with regard to the summer and what's coming up, a Leadership Congress opportunity near them, something that American Family Association has helped us develop at Patriot Academy over the years. And, of course, my co-host, Walker Wildman, I claim as a graduate. So all things great that Walker Wildman does for the rest of his life, Patriot Academy was the reason. Okay, maybe not. Maybe that's a bit much since, anyway, came from a great family and, of course, all that good stuff. Anyway, I definitely wanted to share with you a tremendous opportunity. I had a wonderful, wonderful, thankful for a terrific donor, friend of ours, supporter of ours, that stepped up and has funded some scholarships for this summer for young people 16 to 25 to come spend not just a few days at a state capitol like we normally do. I mean, that's our flagship, right? We've been doing that at Patriot Academy for 25 years. Yes, I'm aging myself here as if the gray hair and lack thereof did not already do that. But I am thrilled that we will not only get not just 3 days at a regional leadership congress somewhere in the country. We're doing those now. In fact, there's one happening right now in Idaho. I'm in fact going to get off the air and rush to the airport to get there for that. And then we're going to do one next week. We just had Colorado last week, which we, of course, aired for you, and you got to hear them in action. But we'll be in Florida next week doing a leadership congress. But we're then going to do something we've never done before. We're going to do a one-month Patriot Institute summer intensive. I'm pausing. I'm hesitating. I know that's slower than Rick ever talks, right? But it's actually a long title. It's the Patriot Academy Patriot Institute Summer Intensive. Did you get all that? Patriot Academy Patriot Institute Summer Intensive. Now, what that means is Patriot Academy, which has been around for 25 years, normally doing these leadership congresses around the country in state capitals. We do these typically three-day regionals in state capitals like Idaho and Florida and the other ones we're going to do, Delaware this summer as well, Indiana, lots of places. But then we typically do our National Leadership Congress as a full week, 7 full days, used to be in the Texas state capitol for 20-some-odd years. And then we kept running into conflicts with the Obama, former Obama staffer appointed by Republicans, believe it or not, Well, that's another topic. I'm not going there. Okay. Anyway, ran into enough conflict that we just said, you know what? We're going to build our own Texas House Chamber, which we did at the Patriot Academy campus. So we have this beautiful legislative hall where we now conduct the full 7-day National Leadership Congress. Now, what you should be seeing in your mind as I say National Leadership Congress is a couple of hundred young leaders interacting with each other as legislators for 7 full days, getting incredible training from Tim Barton and myself and Chris Dunham and last year John Amanchuku, and I don't know who all we're going to have this year, but it's going to be amazing. And typically they'll hear from guys like Ben Shapiro and Michael Knowles and all these other people as well. Steve Dace. Anyway, that is going to happen as usual. The 1 week National Leadership Congress is the last week of July. So if you're interested in attending that, if you're within the sound of my voice right now, you can still apply for that. We're going to pack this thing out. It's going to be amazing. And just something you don't want to miss. If you've never been to it, get on the website right now, patriotacademy.com. Click on the Leadership Congress button and get your application in. Okay, now here's what's different. This is the unique part. So Patriot Academy, Patriot Institute is our new one-year program at the Patriot Academy campus. So you can spend a whole year with us at the campus. We're phasing that in so you can come for just a semester if you like. If you don't have a whole year to dedicate, and some people call it a gap year. We say it's not a gap year. It's what's next. It may be for most students instead of college. It's better than college. It's a year of getting grounded in biblical worldview and constitutional jurisdictions and how to be a good citizen, figuring out what God wants for you, finding his purpose for your life. What's that thing that when you do that, you feel God's pleasure, just like Eric Liddell when he was running? That whole year is going to be amazing. That's the Patriot Institute. And you can learn more about the Patriot Institute right now at the website, excuse me, at patriotacademy.com/institute. Maybe that's what you're interested in, is doing the whole year or maybe a semester. That'd be great. Okay, that's the Patriot Institute. And that's apologetics. It's all kinds of good stuff. That's not what I want to talk about today. What I want to talk about is the Patriot Academy, Patriot Institute Summer Intensive. This is the unique, I think sweet spot. I think this is going to become one of the most popular things Patriot Academy's ever done. An entire month for the summer intensive. 30 days at the Patriot Academy campus. You talk about a boot camp. You talk about an intense opportunity to really get grounded and figure out, okay, hey, I like this arena of politics and government. Or, you know what, I don't want to do that full time, but man, I'm now inspired to be a good citizen. Or, wow, I get to learn journalism from Laura Logan, the last living real journalist on the planet. I get to learn podcasting from Adam Curry, the guy that invented the podcast. Are you kidding me? I get to learn the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution from Rick Green, America's Constitution coach. I get to learn life skills and apologetics from Krish Dunham, maybe the best guy at those things right now on the planet. I get to learn from Tim Barton. I mean, come on, folks. That ought to excite you right there. Okay, so 16 to 25-year-olds, if you're listening to me, an entire month, July 2nd to August 2nd, at the Patriot Academy campus includes that National Leadership Congress I was talking about, the 7 days with several hundred of your colleagues in that legislative simulation, but also includes that other 3 weeks in July of getting to be on the campus, campus life, the Bible studies, the worship services, the nights around the fire. Yes, even in Texas in July, it'll be cool enough late at night to have a little fire going and sitting out there just talking about life and all that good stuff. All the training, getting to help us build the campus, all of that. 30 days, July 2nd, August 2nd, and here's the kicker. The scholarship that this lady stepped up and said she wanted to fund, I've got 50 of these things to give away that are full rides, folks. So this Patriot Institute Summer Intensive is $2,000 to spend the whole month with us, which is still cheap. It's $1,200 just to do the 1 week of the National Leadership Congress. Now, that's everything. That's lodging, meals, the whole nine yards, all the training, everything. And then the other 3 weeks, it's lodging and all the training, but you got to buy your groceries. Okay, but $2,000. Is a killer price. 1997, if I put on my infomercial hat. But wait, there's more. Anyway, 1997 to do the full month is the regular price. But now I'm sitting. I don't have 50 scholarships left. But that's what I started with last week. I don't know how many have been given away, but I know we got a few more. So I get to give away $100,000. $100,000. So $2,000 scholarship to 50 young leaders, 16 to 25 years old. From anywhere in the country, if you want to come do this with us, I know it's short notice. I know you only got 3 weeks to get here and make your plans and all that good stuff. But folks, I'm just telling you, this is a life-changing experience. So if you're not 16 to 25 and you're hearing this, two additional points here. Number one, get this information into the hands of those young people in your life. This is one of those, this is one of those epiphany moments, folks. This is one of those inflection points where if you're hearing this and you press the trigger, if you're hearing this and you jump on this thing, I can guarantee you 100% money back guarantee because you didn't pay anything. See, it's kind of easy to give the guarantee. Anyway, but I can absolutely guarantee you this will be an amazing experience, life-changing experience for you. This 30 days is going to change the trajectory of your life. And if you're saying, well, Rick, I kind of like the trajectory of my life. I don't want it to change. Then it's going to pour rocket fuel on the trajectory of your life. I can say this after 25 years of doing this, okay? I've worked with thousands and thousands of young people, many of which are now serving in Congress and state legislatures. They're running businesses. They're making movies and television shows. They're in radio. They're doing all kinds of cool stuff. They're running a local, you know, hardware store as a business or working as a manager in some business or some other thing. They're raising the children that will be the leaders of the next generation. 43 weddings out of Patriot Academy. I got a lot of what I call grand patriots, which are not my grandkids, but they're patriots that have been born out of Patriot Academy. Anyway, all of that to say, I've got the experience to tell you, I can guarantee you, this will be a life changer. This will be a major, major inflection point in your life. Don't miss this opportunity. Don't miss this chance. So many students have told me over the years, oh, I want to do this or I want to do that, but I can't afford it. I'm handing it to you on a silver platter. I'm not. The Lord is. He brought this donor to us and said, let's make this happen. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance for free for you to be able to come to Fredericksburg, Texas, and spend a whole month with me at the Patriot Academy campus, not just me, Chris Dunham, Adam Curry, Laura Logan, the whole Patriot Academy team, Tim Barton. I mean, it's just going to be incredible. And the friends you're going to make, the other young people you're going to meet, these incredible leaders from across the nation. And who knows, maybe you'll be wedding number 44. All right, folks, go check it out. PatriotAcademy.com/institute. Get that form filled out and mention that you heard about it right here on American Family Radio and that you want one of those scholarships. And if your application, you know, passes muster with our team that reviews all those things, then you could be a recipient of one of those scholarships. PatriotAcademy.com/institute. Get that form filled out. And I mean like today. These will be gone by the end of the week. I can promise you we'll fill up these 50 scholarships by the end of the week. So you need to get that in today. Now, that's 16 to 25-year-olds, okay? 16 to 25-year-olds, full scholarship. Spend the whole month with me right here on the Patriot Academy campus. Okay, I said there were two things for the people that are not in that age range. The first one is get that information to the young people in your life that are in that age range. But if you're not in that age range, and maybe your whole family that wants to do something like this and you're feeling spontaneous, well, the bad news is you can't be here for the whole month. But the good news is you can do the Institute for the first couple of weeks of July, the first 3 weeks. You can do either 2 or 3 weeks. You got to do a minimum of 2 weeks. But if you do 2 weeks or 3 weeks in July, you can also come almost for free. Okay, so you, and by the way, for the students 16 to 25, you got to pay for your travel. So you got to pay for your travel. If you need a scholarship for your travel, then you got to let us know about that, and we may be able to help you with that. But you got to have some skin in the game. So at least pay for your travel to get here. Okay, families or couples that would like to come. Or maybe you're a mom that would like to bring four of your kids to go through the Institute, and you'd like to be here for those first couple of weeks or 3 weeks of that. We're doing some unique things for this Institute thing. So if you're interested in that part, also go to patriotacademy.com/institute. Fill out that form and say, hey, I got a family of six or three or two or whatever, and we'd like to be there for the Institute those first couple of weeks. We've got a handgun defense class happening. We got some biblical worldview and apologetics happening. We got all kinds of cool stuff happening. And we've got some cottages available, and we will provide the cottages for free if you're one of those first few families to get signed up and be a part of this new program. We're launching this. You get to be a part of creating it in a way by being here in July. Short notice, I know, but especially if you got an RV or a trailer you can bring, then we can almost guarantee you a spot until they run out. Does that make sense? Anyway, all right, phone calls when we get back, 888-589-8840. I will hit the riots and the insurrection acts. I will hit the Elon versus Trump thing. We'll be back. You're listening to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green.
The month of June has been hijacked by the anti-Christian culture to show their pride in something God calls an abomination. When you support AFR, you help us continue to stand for godly values and provide the resources for you to stay in the know about the enemy's tactics. To say thank you for your gift this month, we'll give you the booklet, Inside the LGBTQ Push of the 1990s, to help strengthen your convictions. Just go to afr.net/offers. afr.net/offers.
This is At the Core on American Family Radio with your host, Rick Green.
Welcome back to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. Thanks for staying with me. Been talking about the Patriot Academy Patriot Intensive Summer. No, sorry. See, even I get it wrong. Patriot Academy Patriot Institute Summer Intensive. I know it's silly. I'm bad about this. I come up with all these names, and of course, everything starts with Patriot. And, you know, the team has to figure out the marketing on all of this. So anyway, my fault. But all of that to say, this 30 days this summer is going to be incredible. July 2nd to August 2nd. And essentially, I'm saying everybody's invited. So basically, it's for the students, number one, 16 to 25. And for you students, scholarships available right now, full ride scholarships available. But for the rest of the family, we want to give you a little taste of this as well. So anyone of any age, if you're coming with a family, you got to come in a group. It's kind of hard to put a single adult into this thing because our housing, the way it works on the campus, we've got these cottages, 40 really nice brand new cottages, and we do have RV slots and that sort of thing. But anyway, if that is of interest to you, then you need to go to patriotacademy.com/institute, fill out that form, and somebody will contact you very quickly to see if you would like to come and be a part of this. Now, the students, 16 to 25-year-olds, it's the whole month, July 2nd all the way through August 2nd. For the adults or for a family that wants to come, it's July 2nd up to a maximum of July 25th. So if you can only stay 2 weeks, you can do July 2nd to July 16th. If you want to stay for 3 full weeks, you can do July 2nd all the way to July 25th. And you get to go to the classes, you get to, you know, participate in all that. You get to work on the campus and help clear stuff or clean stuff or whatever. It's kind of a working vacation where you get to be a part of literally putting your hands into creating the Patriot Academy campus that's going to serve families, Lord willing, well, should he tarry, Lord willing, for 100 years from now. Anyway, so if you want to be a part of that, it's going to be really, really cool. We're going to have some great fellowship, some incredible speakers and training, just a great time. So again, patriotacademy.com/institute to learn more. Okay, so a couple of headlines that I want to talk about as we get ready to take your phone calls, 888-589-8840, the phone number. The first one, of course, is all of the insanity in Los Angeles and the riots in Los Angeles. Now Trump calling in Marines and everything else. Of course, everybody freaks out from the left. Gavin Newsom's acting like it's all Donald Trump's fault. None of this would be happening if Donald Trump would just not actually execute the law like the Constitution tells him to. That's what Gavin Newsom's saying, okay? That's not the words that he's using. But he's saying if Donald Trump would just ignore the law and let gang members and rapists and murderers and thugs come into our country anytime they want and rape, murder, and pillage in America, if Donald Trump would just let that happen and not try to stop it, well, then we wouldn't be having riots in Los Angeles right now. That's the logic of the left right now. That's Gavin Newsom for you. Okay, Gavin Newsom's message is Donald Trump's to blame for all the cars that are on fire and the buildings that are probably going to end up burning if they end up with a summer of love like 2020, and all of the chaos, it's all Donald Trump's fault because he's stopping people from raping and murdering and pillaging. Shame on him. That's the logic of the left for you. Okay, so now let's talk actual logic and the facts of what's actually happening. The president of the United States and his administration are executing the law. They're doing exactly what Article 2 in the Constitution says the president should do, faithfully execute the law. What is the law? The law says we want immigration in our country. We just want to know who you are, and we want to make sure that you do it legally. We want you to, believe it or not, actually fill out an application to come to our country. We want you to actually not be a rapist or a murderer or a gang member. We want you to be a contributing member of society. I know that sounds crazy to the left. I know. I get it. I understand. If you're a feel-good Christian, if you're one of those shallow, non-thinking, emotionally driven, you know, the kind of Christians that followed Francis Collins through the whole COVID thing. The kind of Christians that sat back.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Weilman.
Once, while in Athens, Greece, a few of us decided to take a walk around part of that city. When we got ready to leave our hotel, an elderly lady who was in our tour group asked to go with us. We told her that we would be happy for her to come along. One of the reasons for the walk was to allow some of the other members of our group to cash some traveler's checks. So the first place we stopped was at a bank. While waiting at the bank, the lady began to tell me something about herself. She told me where she was from, who she was traveling with, and so on. Soon her conversation got around to her money. She told me how she had scrimped and saved, painstakingly looked for the best business deal, and done without down through the years. Then she informed me that about 6 months earlier, she decided that since she was on up in years and that she couldn't take her small fortune with her, she was going to enjoy some of it. You know, I thought about what that lady said. I thought of all the people I knew who made it their greatest ambition in life to make another dollar. I thought about all those people whose bankroll was larger than their spirit, whose stocks were more important than their fellow man. Soon, some of us decided to go back to the hotel, while others...
All right, folks. I think I'm back with you. Okay, that was really weird. It was like my whole radio system just went down. So gremlins. Maybe Gavin Newsom figured out how to hack my system to prevent me from pointing out the insanity of the man's positions. Okay, I don't know where I lost everybody, but here's the summary. The left is telling you, through Gavin Newsom, that Donald Trump is the reason for the riots because he's actually deporting rapists, murderers, and gang members and people that come here illegally. That somehow is the cause of the riots because he's following the law. They're allowed to violate the law. That's the logic of the left, okay? So here's what should be happening, okay? The President of the United States, according to Article 2 in the Constitution, is required, not just suggested, not just if he wants to, he's required to faithfully execute the law. And the law is this. The law says we want immigration, we want people to come to America, but we want them to do it legally, which...
Without even seeing them show up, I could feel... like the darkness.
Jamie Sanchez is another Christian business proprietor who has been targeted for his faith. His Drip Cafe was opened to serve and help the homeless of downtown Denver.
We believe sex outside of marriage and homosexuality is a sin in God's eyes. And the enemy and his minions decided to use that as a platform.
Jesus told us persecution would come.
I would see them, just the rage and the hate. I pictured them doing that at the foot of the cross to Jesus. And I just remembered what he said, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do." And so I had to position my heart that way.
The Jamie Sanchez story is one of the videos of the Impact Series at stream.afa.net.
It's been a crazy, crazy ride.
Alrighty, folks, I apologize. I'm not sure what's happening, but I'm going in and out. So we're going to do as much as we can, and we'll figure out figure out what to do from here. All right, so I'm not sure where I lost you, but let me just summarize. Okay, the president is supposed to be executing the law. The law says yes. Please come to our country. We want immigration in our country. We just want you to fill out an application so we know you're not a criminal. We want to make sure you're here because you want to contribute to society, not tear down society. That's basic. You know, immigration 101 that every other nation on the planet requires. Why shouldn't we require it? And the president is required to, according to Article 2 in the Constitution, execute that law, faithfully execute that law. Okay, so when the law is not being followed, there is a time for the president to actually intervene and make sure that the laws are, in fact, enforced. So here's the constitutional education, and then we'll do the historical education, and then we'll talk about the current situation. Okay, first of all, constitutionally, you got two clauses in the Constitution we need to talk about. Article 4, Section 4 says this: the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government. Notice, not a democracy, but that's another topic. A republican form of government, and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened, against domestic violence. Okay, so you clearly have domestic violence going on here. But you also do not have the legislature of California asking the president to come in, nor do you have the executive because, well, let's face it, he's a moron. This is actually Gavin Newsom who's encouraging the violence by blaming Donald Trump for the violence and acting like somehow the violence is justified because we actually want the law followed in our country. Okay, so he's definitely not going to ask the president. So that part of Article 4, Section 4 has not happened. So even though there's domestic violence, And the president would normally, and the federal government would be normally asked to help with this kind of thing, California's not going to do that because they kind of like this stuff. All right, but then you have citizens in California that should be protected and that absolutely would love for the president to come in and stop this nonsense. So now we got to go over to Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 15. Here's what it says. It's basically known as the calling forth clause, or the this is essentially one of the militia clauses, and it basically says that the Congress shall have the power to, quote, provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions. Okay, so here's what we have. We have a clause that says Congress, not the president. So I know some people are going, well, wait a minute, Congress hadn't called for this, but Congress has the power to call for the militia, the National Guard, to execute the laws of the Union. All right, so now, how do we get from Congress calling for that to the president calling for that? That's where Congress has the power to delegate that authority. Remember that Congress's job is to make the law. The president, it's his job to execute the law. So that's why you don't ever see the Speaker of the House or the Senate Majority Leader going over to the Pentagon and saying, I want the Army to do this, or I want the Marines to do that. No, they can't do that. What they can do is they can pass a law that calls on the president to then go execute those laws. This is the balance of powers. This is the separation of powers that's necessary for our system to work well. So has Congress given the president the authority to call forth the militia, call forth the National Guard execute the law, to execute the laws of the Union? Answer, yes. All throughout our history, Congress has called for this. These are what we call the Insurrection Acts. These are what we call, some of them have specific names, but there's a bunch of them that have been passed over time. So now let's get some historical precedent on this. These insurrection laws go all the way back to 1792. Okay, 1792. Guess who happens to be in Congress in 1792 whenever this is passed? Yeah, the Founding Fathers. Okay, so you've got the Founding Fathers of America passing the first Insurrection Act, known, it was called the Calling Forth Act, and it basically delegated that authority for the president to be able to execute the laws and use the military to do it if he had to. Well, guess who was the first president to actually use an insurrection act and actually use the military to put down a rebellion or domestic violence? The father of the country. George Washington himself actually was the first one to step in and say, we're going to use this delegated authority that Congress has given us, and he goes in and puts down the Whiskey Rebellion. Now, was he the last one? No. 20 times by 12 different presidents. So you got a dozen different presidents of various political parties, not just Republican or Democrat. You go back to the beginning, you got Federalist, Anti-Federalist, Whigs, all that. And so 20 times throughout our history with 12 different presidents, including, by the way, Democrat presidents in our lifetime. Okay, there's, in fact, a third of the time that the insurrection acts were used was just by JFK and LBJ. So, by the way, FDR did do it, FDR did it. Woodrow Wilson did it. Dwight Eisenhower did it. Okay, Dwight Eisenhower did it. You remember the 9 black school children in Little Rock? Eisenhower's the one that called in the military to do that. Then you got the Ole Miss riots of 1962, racist Democrats throughout our history standing in the schoolhouse door and all kinds of things that they did. So other Democrats that weren't racist had to call in the military to take care. Actually, I take that back. Johnson was an absolute racist, but I don't think Kennedy was, and he used this. And so anyway, all of that to say, it's happened a lot. Okay, you might remember George H.W. Bush doing this in 1992 in L.A., putting down the riots in L.A. What I'm trying to say, folks, is that Donald Trump is doing exactly what the Constitution requires him to do. He is faithfully executing the law. He is calling forth the militia as Congress has empowered him to do and the Constitution empowers him to do. And he's doing it in a situation where, no, the governor has not called on him. No, the legislature has not called him on him. But it is perfectly constitutional for him to do it based on those clauses that I just mentioned and the insurrection acts that have been passed by Congress. So, President Trump, we got your back. President Trump, we want peace in our streets. We want the military called in. And I am, folks, without question, a limited government guy that does not want the federal government stepping in unless it's absolutely necessary. I certainly don't want the military or the FBI or any weaponized agency stepping in unless it is absolutely necessary. And clearly in this case, it's absolutely necessary. So President Trump, go for it. Do your job under the Constitution. Thank you for being a president bold enough to do so. This is not going to be like 2020, folks. I don't think there's any way that he backs off because of a bunch of wimpy, spineless generals like Mattis and our Secretary of Defense like Esper. No, he's got a Pete Hegseth this time, and I think we're going to see a stop to this. It's going to take a few days, just like it did in 1992. Quick break. We'll be back. You're listening to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green.
This is At the Core on American Family Radio with your host, Rick Green.
Welcome back to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. Lots to cover today. We've been talking about the Patriot Academy, Patriot Institute Summer Intensive, inviting folks to join us for that. That's July 2nd through August 2nd for students 16 to 25. And I have some scholarships to give away. Full ride. That's a $2,000 scholarship. Full ride. Go to patriotacademy.com/institute. To learn more, fill out that form, and we will contact you. And then if you're a family, if you're someone over 25, then you can still be a part of it. You just can come do the first 2 or 3 weeks of July with us and still get to go to some of those great lectures and great fellowship that we're going to have. So check that out. And then, of course, we're talking about the riots in L.A., the craziness of what's going on there, the insane position that that Gavin Newsom is taking with regard to blaming Donald Trump for this because he's actually executing the law as the Constitution requires him to do. And we just got through in the last segment going through the constitutional provisions and the historical precedent for Donald Trump to do exactly what he is doing and is expected and required to do. That is the faithful execution of the laws, and that is the calling forth of the militia, the National Guard, exactly as Congress has empowered the president to do and the Constitution empowers the federal government to do in this particular situation. I will say one of the interesting comments about this came from U.S. Senator John Fetterman. He tweeted out, "I unapologetically stand for free speech, peaceful demonstrations, and immigration, but this is not that. This is anarchy and true chaos. My party," he's a Democrat, "my party loses the moral high ground when we refuse to condemn setting cars on fire, destroying buildings, and assaulting law enforcement." He's exactly right. It's exactly the right statement that the Democrats should be making, and there should be a push by Democrats to get this resolved and frankly to ask the president to come in and help. Obviously it's just one of those situations where you're going to have to use overwhelming force to stop the chaos, and you're going to have to arrest and deport any of these rioters that are not American citizens. You have zero authority or right to come into our country and burn cars and riot and you know, drag the American flag around and set it on fire. If that's you, you go away. Go back to your country. If you hate America, if you're not for America, if you don't want to assimilate into America, we don't want you. You should absolutely be deported. So I'm hoping that that's what happens here. And then the ones that are American citizens, especially these leaders of teacher unions that are out there encouraging this nonsense, they ought to be fired. They ought to absolutely be fired. And it tells you why the American public school system is such a disaster, is because you have the very people that are educating the children, the very people that are training the educators and supposedly representing the educators and the teachers, out there encouraging lawlessness, encouraging this kind of insanity. Those people ought to be nowhere near your children, nowhere near any child in America as an educator. They are pouring the cultural Marxism into the kids that's creating this nonsense, and we need to remove them. And the best way to do that is competition, having educational choice for parents to be able to take their children anywhere to any school that they want, and where their kid's going to get the best education, instead of being forced into these public schools with these crazy teacher union educators that are actually the problem, not the solution. Okay, speaking of, in fact, that tweet that I just read from John Fetterman, Elon Musk shared that. That's a good sign. He has also shared several tweets about the president that are positive, right? In other words, he shared J.D. Vance's tweet that this moment calls for decisive leadership. The president will not tolerate rioting and violence, and a few other of those. So I am hoping and praying that the whole Elon-Trump feud comes to an end soon. There was one I was looking for. Elon's tweet. He had an interesting one that was basically, you know, this whole thing is going to end in an entertaining way. And so I am hoping that there will be a reconciliation. We'll see. I mean, you got to recognize, and I can't remember if I said this last week or not, but you got to recognize that you're talking about the most powerful man on the planet and the richest man on the planet, who is probably the second most powerful man on the planet. You're talking about two extremely alpha males that are extremely successful and entirely used to getting their way and used to accomplishing the task at hand. And I completely understand Elon Musk's frustration. I get it. When you are a doer and you want to get results and you have sacrificed a year of your life, you've sacrificed billions and billions of dollars. I don't know how much money the guy's lost as a result of stepping into the fray and being willing to side with Donald Trump, help get him elected, help find all this corruption and all of these things that he's done. And then to feel like, and I understand what he feels like, is that President Trump and the Republicans in Congress just basically spat on all of his hard work and said, nah, we're not going to do it. That's how he feels. That's not what happened. I don't believe that's what happened. But that's how he feels, because it didn't get done. It didn't get executed at the moment that he believed it could be executed. And we could make an argument that, yes, they could have gotten it done. I think from a practical political position, it couldn't get done. You cannot get that big of a change done with a one-vote majority or a one-vote margin on the bill, three-vote majority or whatever it is. It just politically can't get done. But it's the beginnings of getting it done. In other words, it's a step in the right direction. These things unfortunately take time. I wish it could be done overnight. This was a hard lesson for me. I was 26 when I got, you know, first ran for office, 27 when I got sworn in, and I was so frustrated with how slow the process works. I was so frustrated with how hard it is to pass a bill. I was so frustrated with the people that I thought would be on my team not being willing to take a risk, not being willing to be dangerous, not being willing to go you know, to the mat to get things done, not recognizing the dire straits the country was in, and the time is of the essence, and you know, that just frustrated me to no end. It still frustrates me, or as I said earlier, frustrates me, because I'm flustered and frustrated. So for a guy like Elon Musk, who has all of these amazing things that are happening right now that he could certainly turn his time and attention to. I mean, literally colonizing Mars, I mean, going to space, and to revolutionizing the car industry, to all the things that he's doing. Of course there's a desire on his part to just say, well, if you guys aren't going to get it done, I'm going to go do these other things where we are getting things done, and maybe we'll just start a third party and take over the whole political thing and turn it around. Now, my prayer is that idea goes away. Third party's not going to solve this. Third party's actually going to usher in another Bill Clinton, is what will happen. It'll be Ross Perot all over again. It's a dead end. He needs to continue to take over the Republican Party is what he needs to do. He needs to continue to be the engine behind the MAGA movement, even if Donald Trump is, you know, down to 3.5 years at this point, and there's going to have to be some new MAGA leaders. So I get it. I understand where Elon Musk is coming from. I also understand where Donald Trump's coming from. All right. I feel like a mediator here, but I completely understand that from Donald Trump and his team, from their perspective, look, you got it. Politics is practical at some point. You got to get what you can get today and come back and fight tomorrow. That's the Ronald Reagan philosophy. I'll take half the loaf or part of the loaf today and get the other half tomorrow. Now, Elon's response to that would probably be, we didn't even get a slice of bread, let alone the whole loaf. But I would argue we did get a slice because, number one, we got people to recognize the corruption, finally expose what's going on, and give the American people an appetite for it. And now, hopefully, push that appetite into Congress. You got everybody wanting to claim that they're a Doge-type Republican. So it's going to take time to actually turn that into policy and get bills passed reflecting that. And that's the part that's hard for Elon and maybe impossible for Elon. It may be that he just simply will not wait for the time it takes to get those things done. He will not take half the loaf or a slice of bread. He wants the whole thing. I get it. But for Donald Trump, who's in the position of president, he has to play that game. He has to do this incrementally and take what he can get. And there's junk in this bill. I have echoed exactly what Elon Musk tweeted out a week or two ago. A bill can be big and it can be beautiful, but it cannot be big and beautiful. I agree with that. It's ugly. It's a big, ugly bill that is absolutely necessary. It's a necessary ugly in order to move to the next phase of saving our country. That's my position. We're going to have to deal with the ugly in the bill. Get all you can. Now, it could be that Elon walking away and threatening all of the people that are voting for this, it could be that that's enough to get the Senate to modify it in a way that is better. The concern with that is if they do that, we only passed it by one vote in the House. Does it then die in the House because of those changes? I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the inside baseball. I don't have the crystal ball. I don't know. It's making sausage, folks. That's what making the legislation, it's been all forever joke that it's like making sausage. It's ugly. It's messy. So there's my take on the whole Elon Trump thing. Not very clear, I guess. Here's what I'm praying for. I'm praying that the two guys make up. I'm praying that they can pull off a Fonzie-type moment and say, I'm sorry. I'm praying that they can bring themselves to that and that somehow, some way, they will bring forth a united front again. If not, then I'm praying that we get enough accomplished that Elon does not start a third party, but instead becomes a movement within the Republican Party that continues to push for the Doge cuts and getting rid of the corruption. That's what I'm praying will happen. I don't know what will happen. Okay, I have talked for way too long. Let's try to get a couple of phone calls in here if we can before we run out of time. And let's see. It looks like Jane is up first, but my software shut down. So if you guys can bring Jane in, we will take that call. And if not, okay, I think we got her. Jane, go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for clarifying the call for us. That was great. I understand totally now.
Yeah.
I was dithering about whether to make this comment when this morning on today's issue, Sandy Rios just gave a wonderful overview of what's going on down in L.A., and I recommend everybody go back this afternoon and listen to it.
Excellent.
My comment is this, that a friend and I from Oregon here, we used to listen to a broadcast out of L.A. every Sunday afternoon. And this fellow, he was black and he could rail against the invasion from the southern border. You know, like we would never be able to do this. And we like to hear what he had to say. Well, one day he was down at a rally and it was for La Raza. I don't know if you've heard of them yet, but if you hear, listen to Sandy Rios, she'll tell you all about them. Anyway, he was talking to a couple of girls, and they were saying that down in Mexico, their geography maps include California as part of Mexico.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And then, and they were saying, and that's our right, we have a right, and we want it back, blah, blah, blah. And a guy comes in over their shoulder and says, we're going to run you out of here. We're going to run you all the way back to Plymouth Rock, even if we have to burn you out.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt that's where they went. Yeah.
That was the year that California was burning from San Diego to L.A., I think maybe even all the way up to San Francisco. And Sarah, my friend, she said that by satellite they had actually caught an illegal setting one of the fires. But, you know, I don't know any more about that. Anyway, go ahead and comment. That's my comment. People want to know what's going on there, and listen to what Sandy Rios had to say. She was
Jane,
great.
Jane, great call. Yes, and I didn't get to hear Sandy this morning, but thank you for calling in with that. And you know, I've seen some of these, and I can't remember what they call the movement. Maybe you said it, Jane, and I missed it there. But yes, there is no question that there are a ton of these people that absolutely want to take California back. They want to return to, you know, basically turn a ton of this area into Mexico or some other third world kind of situation. They hate America. Why do you think they're burning cars, waving the Mexican flag, burning the American flag? You think that means they love America? I mean, folks, this is an invasion. If this isn't an invasion, what does an invasion look like? I mean, how is this different from an invasion? 20 million? 2 million gotaways? And now burning cars in our streets? If that's not an invasion, I don't know what is. Thank you, President Trump, for recognizing this for what it is and being willing to put your foot down, being willing to take whatever they're going to say about it. They're going to call him a tyrant. They're going to call him all those things because they're going to twist it just like Gavin Newsom is doing right now. And Donald Trump does not care. They can call him every name in the book. This guy is bulletproof at this point because he has been dragged through the mud, criminalized, you know, lawfared. I mean, all the stuff they've done to him, literally shot. This is the guy that has the backbone to put a stop to this stuff. I'm sorry, folks. It ain't 2020 anymore. This will not be like 2020. We're not going to have the Jacob Fays of Minneapolis saying, let them burn the police building, the mayor there. We're not going to have the wimpy Tim Walz saying, we're not going to bring out the National Guard to stop this stuff except for to protect me and the Capitol. That's not happening this time, folks. So this will be put to a stop, and it will not spread across our country. They're planning to. So get ready, because they've got plans for June 14th and the rest of June to try to burn cities all over this country, and I don't believe we're going to let it happen. All right, out of time for today, folks, but don't forget patriotacademy.com/institute if you want to join me this July. You've been listening to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. You ever wonder why our society is so ravenous to abort babies? Well, according to a former Satanist, the demonic forces have a bloodlust for the innocents. They sickly believe that the blood sacrifice empowers evil. Make no mistake, we are fighting a spiritual battle as we protect the most innocent among us, babies, in their mother's womb. Preborn stands on the front lines of this battle. Their network of clinics are positioned in the highest abortion areas, often next to abortion mills, where unspeakable evil takes place every day. Preborn offers God's love and life to protect hurting women and precious preborn babies. Please make your most generous gift to empower good and rescue precious souls. Every time a baby is saved, which happens 200 times a day, good conquers evil. For just $28, you can sponsor an ultrasound that doubles a baby's chance at life. Donate securely today. Dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, or go to preborn.com, preborn.com.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.